Hey guys, welcome to the Fit Dad Lifestyle Podcast, Season 2. There is a moment in every dad's life where you want to become the strongest version of yourself. You want to become better. You want to rise up and you want to be successful and the perfect role model to your kids. So what is the Fit Dad Lifestyle? It's about being that role model, that leader, that example that your kids need to follow. It's about family. It's about trying new things. It's about fitness, laughter, full of smiles, and it's here to inspire you so that you can inspire your family. Enjoy season 2. We've got some amazing guests on board. Everything fitness, fatherhood, and success. Here's the episode, guys. Enjoy. Hey guys, welcome to episode 97 of the Fit Dad Lifestyle Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about social media and why you should stop living for social media. Guys, about 5 years ago, I was obsessed with being an influencer, fitness fucking model, this, that, and everything else on Instagram. Everything had to be curated. The pictures had to be all like an art gallery on my screen. They all had to flow perfectly. They all had to be, you know, that 1% of the 1,000 photos you got that weekend. And the videos had to be edited perfect. And, you know, everything that you wrote had to be perfect. And, you know, if someone wrote something negative on there or gave you a bit of shit for whatever reason, you would delete the picture or, you know, double think to, you know, oh, what should I do here? Should I, you know, delete their comments? Should I block them? You know, all this kind of stuff. And it really started to control my life. It really became an issue. It would take a lot of time away. Like one picture would be, you'd be on the editing apps and then you'd be adding this filter and quotes and then you'd be, you know, studying this and making sure the perfect hashtag and, you know, it became obsessive. And it was all in the spite of, you know, trying to become someone I wasn't. Or, you know, someone that I wasn't in a position at the time to become. You know, someone that was sort of faking it until I made it. You know, not that anything we would do would be, you know, not true, but it was appearing, you know, more influential and more, I guess, out there and, you know, bigger than what we were at the time. And this was my own personal brand. This wasn't anything to do with, you know, the bootcamp business, the fitness holiday business, or, you know, Fit Dad Lifestyle's only been around for 2 years. This was Leroy for personal brand about 5 years ago. And it really got to a point where it became an addiction. It became an issue because, you know, what I was displaying and what I was posting, what I was doing online wasn't the real me. It wasn't, you know, the real life that I was living. And it became, you know, really apparent to the people around me. Like, you know, even my wife and even, you know, close friends would be seeing one side of me on, you know, social media. But then on the other side, you know, they were seeing completely different me. And at the time, I was struggling with, you know, the mental issues. And I was struggling with, you know, physical issues. And I was struggling with, you know, this, that, and everything else. And, you know, that never got displayed on the outside. You know, if you looked in on the social media, if you looked in on the Instagram at the time, it looked like the perfect life, the perfect family, the perfect holidays, the perfect everything, because that's how I wanted it to look, because that's what I thought people wanted to see. What I've learned since, people don't like that shit. I don't even like it anymore. You know, I completely go against everything I lived for 5 years ago. You know, I say what I want. I swear if I want to swear. I write a caption because it's what I'm feeling or thinking at the time. I post raw videos. I hardly edit anything anymore. Photos, yeah, I add a quote to it because, you know, that's the theme and what I like doing. But I do it because I like doing it. I don't do it because I think other people are going to get something out of it. And it's really, you know, refreshing to know that I can also not do anything for a couple of days and I'm completely fine with that. I can add a black image, a white image, a pink video, and that's all good. I don't need that, you know, flow of perfect anymore. And where this is going, guys, is stop living to impress others on social media. And a lot of you don't, but there's also a vast majority that do. I see it daily. I've been through it myself. And I see these people running the perfect account. Like, everything has to be perfect. Everything has to be copy, written. Everything has to be, the perfect punctuation. Everything has to be the perfect message. And people spend so much time on it, but they don't realize that people want real and raw. And that's something that we've started to deliver with the Fit Dad Lifestyle. We're trying to keep everything as real, raw, and straight to the point as possible. We're not here to, do anything other than motivate, encourage, and educate fathers worldwide. We're not here because we want to be voted number one perfect pictures on Instagram, or we need that, satisfaction or pat on the back. We're not here for that. And one thing I've found, and even the feedback, even in the last week, I probably had, no word of a lie, about 50 messages, private messages from people across our social medias and even our email saying, thank you for keeping it real and raw. I've only stumbled across your page recently, but love how you just tell it how it is, keep it raw, and you just tell us fathers what we need to hear so we can continue to be that motivational source and example and, inspiration leader for our children. So guys, stop trying to be 1% on Instagram and impress those school friends that you wouldn't even stop to talk to if you passed them in the street. Because at the end of the day, who are you doing it for? Like, who is the audience or who is the demographic? And, if you've got a business where you are, got a quite large following, or you are what they call an influencer, or you have got an online business, then things are a bit different. Just like me, our whole business is run through social media. I would love to jump off social media and go 2, 4, 6, 8 weeks and just, walk away and just live a normal life and have a team to do it. But we're not at that stage yet. And once we get to that stage where I can employ someone to, do everything for me, then I will be having that break, because I see social media as one of the greatest tools that has been out here. How would I reach, thousands and thousands of people every week from every corner of the earth through our, posts, through our website, through our podcast, if it wasn't for social media? But on the contrary to that, it takes so much of our time away from us. It takes so much of our time away from our kids. And it creates this persona in ourselves that we're always trying to be that perfect person, this is what is the issue, in my opinion. We're trying to be this perfect person online, this perfect person to a complete vast of randoms online. We're trying to be, post that perfect video, that perfect picture, that perfect message, but then not realizing that the other 99% of the time, we're not that person. And the other 99% of the time, guess who's watching the real you? Your children. They're at home watching you in real life. If your kids, and they may be at their age now, or they might be in, 5, 10 years time. If they were at the age now to look at your social media account and, judge that on the real you and how it really is at home and how it really is on holidays and how it really is on all these different occasions, would that be, a unique, example, and would that be totally transparent with what you're posting online compared to what's actually happening at home? Because at the end of the day, if you're out there posting stuff online to impress people you don't even know, then your shit's wrong. Because the people that you should be impressing are the people in your household. Those are the people seeing the real you, not the people online. They wouldn't even recognize you if you walked down the street, just like me. We have got a little social media following, but doesn't mean that, people stop me in the street, or doesn't mean that, we follow them or even know hardly anything about it. They like us because of the brand. They don't know me individual. They don't know anything about me. But at the same time, my kids are with me 95% of the time, unless they're at school or, doing something with the wife. So switch the priorities, guys. Start thinking about, who are you really trying to impress? Are you trying to impress your grade 3 friend on Instagram, or you're trying to impress your kids? Leave that legacy. Doesn't matter about the art gallery you're trying to perform online. Leave the art gallery at home. Impress your kids, because at the end of the day, that's the satisfaction, and that's the, you know, gratification that you need in life is what comes from home, not that like or comment on Instagram. Enjoy the day. Think about your actions on social media. Start being real. Start being raw and start doing it for your children. Have the most amazing day, and we'll speak to you soon.